Amen. Tonight, two very familiar scriptures here. I'd like to read and we'll hear it. Amen. But the scripture has been upon my heart tonight. I'd like to share it with you. And I desire for it to be a blessing to you just as much as our desire is to help you tonight. Amen. And give you what you stand in need of. That is 2 Timothy. Amen. Chapter number 1. Verses 6 and 7. I'd like to read and you'll hear it tonight. That is 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Amen. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. And this is the Apostle Paul referring to Timothy here in these verses. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power, of a sound mind. Praise God. Let me read that verse 6 now. Saying this, Paul exhorting Timothy here. Amen. Put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Amen. Which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
Right.
I like to use that verse of scripture for a message tonight. How many can say along with me, do you believe that it is time for us to be stirred for God?
Right.
Amen. The reason I can say that tonight, some of you are stirred at this present time. But there's something that you must do, if God helped me to preach tonight, something that we all must do, amen, to keep that stirring alive within our hearts.
Right.
Amen. When I begin to think what Paul was saying to Timothy. Now, amen, we know through Paul's ministry, by the laying on of hands, he had prayed for some. He was praying for Timothy. By the laying on of hands, some received the Holy Ghost. Some received their healing. Knowing that all the signs shall follow them that believe, that we can pray for the sick.
Yes.
And that they shall recover. How many believe that tonight?
Yes. Amen.
So we know Paul's ministry was great. Amen. Here he was referring to Timothy as a young son in the ministry. And he was trying to encourage him here in these verses of Scripture. Amen. Isn't it time for us all to keep that stirring, church?
Yes, right.
Amen. We feel that at times we come into church, we feel that very move of God's Spirit and that unction and movement of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And you go along, you begin to face troubles and trials. But what must we do tonight if God be my helper to deliver this message? And we need to keep that stirring within our hearts.
Right.
Will you pray with me and for me? God will help us here tonight. Father, amen, we're thankful to know, Lord, as we desire, amen, to preach your word. We pray for a great move, Holy Ghost manifestation here in the service tonight. Amen. God, let your word before. Amen. Let it be stirred in our hearts, Lord. Let it be planted there. That we can receive that we need from God. You touch us, Heavenly Father, for we love you. And God, we just give you praise. And Lord, we know, God, that you're able to move upon the hearts, God. Lord, we know the ones that may be lukewarm. God, you know the ones that may be cold and indifferent. God, just let that stir it be within their hearts. God, help us to be able to receive that even this last hour. Help us to live our testimony. Help us to be a witness. Lord, help us to go forth. God, we need your help. Oh, God, we need that higher power. Amen. We need that stirring in our soul. God, stir us tonight, God. Help us to know where our help comes from. Amen. We look into the hills from whence cometh our help, oh God. Do a work in this service, God. And what is ever accomplished, we'll forever want to give the praise. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen. And that you may be seated. Amen. I believe that the Apostle Paul was referring to the gift. Amen. Stir up the gift which is in thee. I believe the Lord, when he laid on the hand, his hands upon Timothy to pray for him, I believe it was just a special anointing. Amen. That he was praying. Amen. Amen. For Timothy's ministry. Amen. In these same chapters, amen, in 2 Timothy, we find what Paul was saying unto him. Amen. In these verses of Scripture, he went on to say, be not thou ashamed. Amen. That you must suffer for the gospel. But hold fast in sound teaching. Be strong in grace. Endure hardness. Amen. Study the word. Amen. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God as a workman, not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. To flee from useful lusts and to follow after righteousness. He went on to say in these chapters in 2 Timothy, beware of approaching apostasy. Continuing the truth, my son, preach the word. What did it say? Be in season and out of season. Amen. Do work of an evangelist, amen, make full proof of thy ministry.
Yes.
Amen. That's what he was saying unto this young man. Praise God. Oh, yes. Amen. As he began to exhort him, amen, to do, amen, amen, the work of God.
Yes.
How many in this last hour desire to see the work of God go on? Amen. But church, amen. Amen. No more than gift. I think about the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. It was in this man's life. I think of what we need in the last day, church, of those gifts, amen, within our midst. Oh, yes, and we need to move with the Holy Ghost. We need to be used of God. We need to be praying for the gifts. We need to ask God to help us. We need a great outpouring this last hour. Amen, to see God move. Amen. How many believes tonight that God desires to give the gifts? How many believes tonight that God desires to pour out His Spirit? How many believes tonight, amen, if we're going to stay stirred from God? Amen. We must stir up ourselves. Amen. And see. Amen. That when those darts of Satan begin to come against us, and it seems like all the forces of hell is coming against us. Amen. What must we do? Amen. The stirring of God is going to be an altar. A stirring of God is receive what God is saying to you in this last hour. Speaking truth to your heart. Revealing truth unto you and what you need to do in this last hour. Amen. Church is something. Amen. That we all come to know in times. Amen. That we grow weak in the faith. Amen. We become discouraged. If David encouraged himself in the Lord, it's no more what Paul was saying to Timothy. Stir up the gift of God which is
yes.
Amen. You must, amen, fan the flame. Amen. Glory to God. I say you must fan the flame. Amen. Glory to God. You must fan the church. Amen. The flame's there. The desire is there. But you must fan the flame. Amen. Glory to God. I want to keep it going. I want to put another log on the fire. Amen. I want the Holy Ghost to do a work. I want to see an outpouring of the Spirit. I want to see God heal people. I want to see people come up for prayer and receive healing by the laying on of hands. I want to receive, amen, people receive the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. Amen, it's still just as real as it was then. And why can't we receive that we need from God? Amen, by laying on of hands. And asking that what we need. Let's give Him a good hand, Father. Oh, yes. I want to be stirred for God. Amen. I want the Spirit to do a work in my heart.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. If I have the Holy Ghost, if I sin against God, the Holy Ghost is there to reprove me. Amen. To reprove me of what I need to do. I need to repent. Or if I have to make restitution of whatever I have to do. Amen. I make my wrongs right because I got the comfort of the Holy Ghost in me. And I'm thankful, church, to know that the Spirit sounds alarmed in my soul at times when I see, amen, there's something that I must do to check myself. As I preach this morning, is Jesus Christ coming as a thief in the night? Amen. It must take an examine of one's heart every day. Taking a little bit of spiritual inventory. Amen. To see where we are for God. Amen. But can we do that in this last hour? Amen. Do you have a desire like you never had before? Amen. Do you have a kindling? Amen. Putting on the fire. You know, the fire is ever burning on the altar and it shall never go out. Amen. The fire of God shall never go out. Lord, that you put forth the effort. Lord, that you keep on praying. Lord, that you keep on seeking God. Amen. There's going to be a work in your life. There's going to be anointing upon you and a witness in you that you have something to tell people about.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Help us. Amen. This young man needed encouragement. This young man, Timothy, needed instruction. And there, Paul, being an elder in the Lord, amen, being one, had written what these 13 epistles of this New Testament we read, why he's in prison, amen. Amen. At places, Paul was. Amen. To write these words. Amen. To help those and establish these churches and give them words of instruction. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We need that instruction, church, in this last hour. Amen. But Paul was the one. Oh, yes. Amen. To be the one. Amen. To help him. Oh, yes. As you refer to him as being a dearly beloved son and a faithful co-worker, that was Timothy. Oh, his closeness to and reliance to Timothy is seen in naming him a co-sender of all these six letters in Timothy's presence with Paul during his first imprisonment. Oh, yes. Paul's two personal letters to him as Paul faces the prospect of an execution. Oh, he requests Timothy to join him in Rome once again. Timothy was still in Ephesus when Paul wrote to him the second letter. Oh, yes. Knowing that Timothy was very timid and he was facing hardships and realizing the prospect of severe persecution from outside the church and false teachers that were within, Paul exhorts Timothy to guard the gospel. Amen. To guard the gospel. Amen. Praise God. To preach the word. Endure hardness. And to be as a good soldier. Amen. Praise God. If we're in the army of God, church, I can come to know no more than what Paul was saying to Timothy. This instruction, as I read the word of God, puts a witness in my heart. Amen. Puts an assurance within me. Amen. Puts a seal on my heart. Amen. God, if I'm going to make full proof of my ministry, Paul was a light to him. I look to Christ. We know that when we look to Christ in all things, we know the Apostle Paul was looking to Christ. Amen. Therefore, he was there for him. That's why we need one another, church. We need to encourage our brothers in the faith. We need to encourage our sisters in the faith. We need to stand with them, pray for them, encourage them in the way. Amen. If it's just a letter, if it's just a telephone call, if it's just a visit, amen, whatever we can do, amen, to try and encourage one in this last hour, amen, to keep that spirit in our heart, because if you're not careful, the enemy, the adversary, gonna knock your blocks out from under you, and you're gonna fall to the ground, and you're gonna feel like you're going down in defeat. It's not time to go down, it's time to get up. I say it's not time to go down, it's time to get up. Let's raise our hands high. Let's keep on keeping on for God. In this last hour, we need the touch of God, church. We need a stirring within us. Amen. Stir up the gift of God which is in you.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. God can do the work. Our Lord is, amen, capable of all things. Whatever our spiritual needs may be, He's there to supply. Amen. Whatever we desire, and there to desire, He's to fulfill. Amen. Yes, He is. And therefore, He can fulfill every desire that we have in our hearts. But you know how it is when you're troubled. You know how it is when you're trying. You know how it is when you suffer from the enemy. We all do. We come to hardships in life when we're facing the adversary. And He'll try to do all He can to discourage you in this last hour. Amen. You must fan the flame. You must keep the stirring in your heart. How do you do, good preacher? You keep going back. You keep going back to the altar. Amen. You lay your burdens there. Amen. You keep asking God for relief. You keep asking God for strength. Amen. Glory to God. And therefore, church, when we begin to ask, He'll begin to fulfill. Amen. Every desire and longing than we ever had. Amen. Oh, yes. He desires, amen, to fulfill the hungry soul and the longing desire within man. Yes. And to fill you with His love. And to fill you with His word. And to fill you and guide you in the things that are of holiness and righteousness. And the things that's going to keep you running this race with patience. Amen. All you can do is to impart the good times. Amen. God's going to send a refreshing. He's going to send a moving in your soul. He's going to catch you by His mighty power. Amen. He's going to refresh us in this last hour. Amen. We need a hunger and a stir for God. Don't you believe it's time to keep that stirring? Amen. In the last hour, God, whatever it's got to do, help me to fan the flame. Keep the flame burning. Let the hunger and desire be within me.
Amen.
I don't know about you, church, but that's the way I feel about it. Amen. The whole thing moving in me. Praise God. I want the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen. In my soul. Why would Paul even say to Timothy, stir up the gift of God which is in thee?
Right.
Amen. Stir it up, son. Amen. Be faithful. Be true.
Yes.
Amen. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Endure, son. Endure these afflictions. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Be a good soldier. Don't place your armor down. Pick your armor up. I've been studying and reading about David when he had fled from Saul. Amen. We know how it was when he first went out to battle to face Goliath.
Haman, we know when he tried to put his armor on, Saul was a big man, big structured man, tall. Haman of stature, big man. David was a little man. He couldn't want to wear Saul's armor. It was way too heavy, way too large for that little man. Amen. But when David went out, he went out in the name of the Lord. Amen. He said unto Goliath, amen, God's going to deliver you in my hand this day. Amen. Yes. And he went out in faith with those five smooth stones. And therefore, amen, when that stone left that swing and it sunk into the forehead of Goliath, amen, you know that one gained all the victory. When he gained the victory of all Israel, amen, against those Philistines, is when he took that sword and cut his head off and raised it up. Amen. Goliath, this great big giant's dead now. Amen. He's dead now.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to defeat the enemy, the Philistine.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Make it over, son. Amen.
Yeah.
Do you love me, church?
Yes.
Let's give him a good hand clap.
Yes.
The scripture, amen, for those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Do you have that desire like you never had before? Amen. You say, preacher, what can I do to keep it, to retain it, to hide it in my heart, to keep it going? Amen. Praise God. Amen. I can remember years ago when I had a little wood heater. Amen. It heated my house, and I didn't know too much about heating with wood. And I put that old real dry hickory wood in there. And some of that dried out, amen, kindling and pine. And when I put it on the fire, amen, some of those heated coals that was already in there, those embers already red hot, and you put some of that in there, all of a sudden you've got a fire that you can't hardly contain. Amen. Amen. It gets so hot you can't get around that old wood heater. You touch the wall and the wall's even so warm. I can remember getting up in the middle of the night scared, thinking the house might catch on fire because the heater was so hot.
Right.
Amen. Because I put the dry wood in there. Amen. That green wood's hard to burn. But you put some of that dry hickory in there. Amen. Lord of God. Amen. It's been seasoned for a couple of years. Amen. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That thing's going to get hot, Brother Jeff. Amen. But when it begins to finally die down, what do I have to do to keep it going?
Right.
Amen. Go back in there. Open the door. The heater. You got to open the door of your heart. You got to enter into your closet. Amen. You put that log on the fire. And those embers that's red hot in there, all of a sudden that thing's going to catch up. You might have to poke around a little bit. That's why you got a poker there right beside you. Poke it a little bit.
That's right.
Stir it up a little bit. Amen. Come on now. You know how it is to burn wood. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Stir those embers up a little bit. Amen. Those red things just, amen, glisten. Amen. Glory to God. So hot. Amen. Glory to God. All of a sudden you got another fire. Amen. Going. I think that thing's ablazing. But after a period of time, it's going to seem like it's going out. And you have to keep going back. Going back. Going back, putting a little log on the fire. I don't know if you run out of wood. I don't know if your wood's red. I don't know what it may be. But I'm telling you, saints of God, amen, praise God, when you season just right in prayer, amen, if you season, I say in prayer, amen, glory to God, you're going to have to always offer up something to put back on the fire.
Right.
Amen, once you put it on the fire, it's going to keep on burning. It's going to last for a while. But when the adversary comes against you, amen, you start poking at him a little bit. He starts tempting you a little bit. He starts raging and roaring like a lion a little bit. Amen, before you know it, you're going to put another log on the fire, and he'll leave for a season. And when it begins to die down, he'll come back, and he'll start against you again.
Yeah.
Amen. You stand your ground, you put a little log on the fire, it starts blazing, he'll leave out, and he'll come back.
Amen.
But you've got to keep that stirring in your soul.
Yes.
Can you say amen tonight? Amen. Dear beloved church, how about you? Do you want to be stirred for God? Amen. In this last hour, amen, glory to God. Can you offer up something unto God? Do you have a praise? Do you have a worship? Do you have a soul?
Yes.
If David said, I have a song of praise, I have a worship on my lips, I'm going to magnify, I'm going to play my harp, I'm going to sing a song. Hallelujah. Amen. Great is the Lord. Oh, how I'm going to praise him. How I love him. I'm gonna love him a little bit more. I'm gonna praise him a little bit more. Shit him behind my heart. I'm telling you, saints of God, I want that stirring. I want that stirring this last hour. I want to receive more from God, don't you?
Yes,
Amen.
Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Stand on the faith that you have in me. Amen. Long as you seek me and stand upon my word that I've already hidden within your heart. Amen. Continue to read my word and study and apply it to your everyday situation. For I am God that's already met your needs before and I'll meet them again. Amen. I'll supply all your needs. Look unto me this night and hunger more. And let that stirring be in your soul, saith the Lord. And I'll bless thee and I'll reward thee openly. And I'll be a friend that's closer than a brother. Let's magnify in church tonight. Let's sing praises unto him. Don't you feel a little bit of stirring here tonight? Don't you feel something moving in your heart? Church, I want to be asking for more. I want to be seeking for some more, don't you? I want God to do a work. I want God to pour out His Spirit. I want God to be saving souls around here at the Upper Room Fellowship. I want to see a need. Amen. To humble myself. I want to see my need to cry out in this last hour, seeking His kingdom, to do His will, and let God fulfill every desire and longing in my soul.
Yes.
Beloved tonight.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I want to stir. Amen. It's time to be stirred from God.
Yes, amen.
I thank God for what He's doing for some in the church. I thank God that we have a free spirit liberty here in this place. I thank God for that church. Amen. But listen, when the troubles and trials begin to come, if you're not careful, if you do not guard your heart, amen, if you don't keep the right focus, you'll find yourself in a desolate place. Amen. You'll find yourself in the wilderness if you're not careful.
Right.
Amen. If you don't have victory in Christ, you keep going back to God. Amen. Don't never give up. Keep pressing on. Put a song on your heart. Amen. You know how it is sometimes when you feel like you're being oppressed and you sing those songs of Zion. I just feel like traveling on. Amen. The Lord's been so good to me. I just feel like traveling on. I just feel like traveling on. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, church, but we're at the brink of the coming of the Lord. Amen. We must stand in this last hour. We must put on the whole armor of God. We must keep marching. We must keep praying. We must keep asking until we receive that we need from God.
Right.
Come on, son. Come on. I want to tell you, it's good to know when you got people that love you, that desire to support you. Amen. In prayers. Amen. Their faithfulness to the service of God. It's wonderful, brother Jesus. We're living an hour, amen, where people, amen, have a hold on the world. The Bible teaches me if a man loves the world, he's an enemy of God.
That's right.
Yeah. And I come to know for some people, amen, it's the material things of life. Amen. You cannot serve God in mammon.
Right.
You got to get rid of the mammon and serve God.
That's right.
Amen. This world is full of greed and love for money.
That's right.
And we know the love of money is the root of all evil. And we know the evil that's taking place in our nation. But glory be to God for the little remnant, for the little hungry people. Right here in Anderson, South Carolina, it don't have to be the materialistic things because we're not seeking for those things. Amen. He said sexual offenses in Colossians 3, sexual offenses on things above and not on this earth, that your life will be hid in Christ in God, who is our life.
Yes.
He is our life.
Yes.
We acknowledge He is our life. He is my breath. He is the length of my days. I move and I have my being with God. That's why I move around here tonight. He gives me strength to move. I got strength in this body and I feel strong in the spirit. Why, preacher? Because Jesus has done something for me. I've come too far to look back now. Amen. I got too much to gain to lose. For me to live is Christ and to die for Him.
Amen.
Do you love Him tonight, church?
Glory.
Oh, praise God. I want to be stirred by God. I want God to do something for you. Amen. Listen, what blesses me is the way God blesses you. As a pastor, oh, I love to be touched by God. Amen. But I'll be honest with you tonight. Amen. As a pastor, amen, as a care for the flock, amen, a burden for the sheep.
Right.
When God comes down and blesses you, it blesses me.
Amen.
And I desire to see God bless you like you've never been touched before. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, when I see you stirred, it stirs me.
Right.
Amen. And when you down, I try to stay up. If we all get down, we're going to be down. But praise be to God, I'm looking for God to help us. I'm looking to hold on to that little star hand. Amen. To pick me up a little higher. Amen. Glory to God. If we get in a despair situation, amen. When Peter walked on the water, he looked down. He began to look at everything around him. He began to sing. Said, Lord, save me lest I perish. But Jesus just reached down and lifted him out.
Yes,
he amen. Was. He's going to lift you out of your trouble tonight. He's going to lift you out of that hardship that you're going through. It may be about your family. It may be about your job. It could be your neighbor, your friend. Amen. But he knows all about it. You cast your care upon the Lord. He cares for you. Amen. I say, amen. Stir me, God. Amen. Stir me. Help me to know. Amen. If I keep on praying, if I don't give up, God, that you're going to always be. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake
amen,
us.
Amen.
But I want to keep going back to the altar, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Do you love him tonight, sir?
Amen.
Praise God. For the Lord has not given us over to the spirit of fear. He has not given us over to the spirit of fear, but of love and power of a sound mind.
Yes.
I was talking to one of the officers this week. He was saying about his brother who was afraid to die. He said, are you afraid to die? He said, not really. His brother said, I am. When a man has a fear about dying, as far as I know, he's a sinner. He's not saved. But I'm telling you, saints of God, we have no fear.
That's right.
We have no fear.
Amen.
Isn't it good to know that perfect love casts out fear?
Yes, it does.
Amen. Praise God. To be absent from the body is going to be present with the Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
Isn't that going to be wonderful, church?
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Amen. I've always said, and I say it again, the best is yet to come for the child of God.
Yes.
You keep pressing on. Amen. Don't give up. It ain't time to throw in the towel. Amen. It's time to pick up the mantle like Elisha. Amen. Pick up the mantle. Receive a double portion of thy spirit. Walk in the likeness of the Son of God. Let him fulfill every desire and longing within you. Delight yourself in the Lord. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Let God feed you. Let God lead you. Let God bless you. Stir it up. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to stir it. Praise God. Amen. I want God to do something to me.
Yes.
There's been times over the years, I'm not a cook by no means, but my wife called me to the kitchen. She said, I want you to stir this for a while. Whatever she'd be making. You know, she put me stirring. Potatoes or batter for a cake or whatever it is she's trying to make. And I stand there and give my arm out. Stirring, stirring, stirring. Get all the lumps out.
That's right.
Get it all out. Let it be good and smooth.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Can we get the lumps out,
too? Come on, brother.
Amen. Praise God. Get it all out. Let God cleanse. Let God make you. And keep stirring. After a while, that thing is going to smooth out. Amen. You're going to put it in the oven. It's going to come out just right.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we need to do. Keep stirring up. Oh, God, keep stirring me. Oh, I want to be what you can be. I want to be a vessel of honor. I want to be meat for the master's use. I want to work while it's there. There's coming down when no man can work. Let me sow some seed to see you give the increase in this last hour. Fulfill it all in my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, just give me a hunger now. What's that song? I'm hungry now for a little. Amen. The fresh touch of glory is hungry now.
Bless
amen.
Lord.
Praise God. Going up to the table, feasting off the blessings of God.
Amen.
I know at times we walk through those dry, barren places.
Yes.
Amen. But after a while, if you keep going back,
amen.
You're going to find yourself in the presence of God.
Amen.
It's going to happen, church.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the devil tells you. Because I've been there too many times.
Yeah.
But I keep going back because I have a desire not to look back, but to go back to that altar.
Yes.
And keep Keep that stirring in my soul. Amen. Amen. Now Paul came to the place, he found that his, the ones that were standing by him deserted him. Amen. He felt alone at times. You ever feel alone? Amen. That's not a good feeling, to feel that you're alone. Amen. Nobody, no one understands me. No one understands what I'm going through. Amen. The closest one to me does not understand what I'm going through.
Listen.
Amen. There's times, church, when you can't seem to explain really what you're facing in life. Amen. Some of those trials you're facing. How do you really feel about it? Amen. The trial. But he knows all about it.
Yes.
No one has ever cared for me like Jesus. Amen. I'm happy in my journey. Amen. Hallelujah, church. I want to be content, don't you? I want to be satisfied in the things of God. I want to keep going back to the well. I want to keep drawing. Amen. Oh, the well's not dry tonight. Amen. Oh, he that believeth in me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I feel that living water tonight. I feel a stir of God. Amen. A stir of God. Amen. Oh, yes. I can remember my mother telling this. She said years ago, when my oldest brother, amen, was just a small little boy. And you know how years ago they had the old well down by the old farm.
Right.
Amen. They had that well. They draw water from the well. Well, he was missing. They couldn't find him. And she called one of the relatives out there. And he looked down in the well and took a big old long stick. And he began to stir down in there. Amen. Saying, oh, I believe he's down there. Oh, I believe he's down there. And she just screamed, oh, he's down in that hole. He's down in that well. But he wasn't. He was off somewhere else. But she, amen. She'd imagine how she felt about it, thinking her son was in that well. And he's stirring. He wasn't giving her hope, no hope. I believe he's down there. I believe he's down in that well. How are we going to get him out? Amen. How are we going to get him out? I had one of my relatives. Oh, yes. How old was he? 12 years old, I believe he was. He fell in a well, and this ain't been too many years back, probably 10 years ago. He fell in a well, went about 60 feet deep, playing in the neighbor's yard. He was playing some football. And he had come across some kind of slats or something. He fell down that well, went down 60 feet. They called the rescue workers out there, and they pulled him out of that well, 60 feet deep. They had to rush him to the hospital. He had to have surgery. He was all bruised. Amen. All had different things wrong with him. And he had some complications. He had to stay in the hospital for a while. But he's doing fine. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. They rescued him from the well. Amen. Brought him out. Amen. Praise God.
Bless
Amen. Brought him out. He's all right. But I'm telling you, saints of God. Amen. I, you know how it is when the enemy. Amen. Sometimes you feel stirred. And those lies come to your mind. Amen. There's no hope for you. Amen. You've been thinking the wrong things. Doing some of the wrong things. God's not going to help you anymore. God's not going to bless you. But listen. He's a liar. He's the father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know where you're standing. You know where you need to be. You know what you need to do. Just keep praying. Keep seeking God. And he's going to help you. Amen. He's going to bless you. Amen. If you keep praying. If you keep seeking.
Amen.
How about you tonight? Do you love it?
Amen.
Can we give him another hand clap of praise?
Amen.
Amen. Praise him. Let him understand. Sing the praises to him tonight. Amen. Happy praise God is able. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Do you feel weak? Do you feel discouraged? Down and out? Amen. Some persecution coming your way?
Oh, bless him, Lord.
It's time to look up.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Stir it up. Fan the flame. That's what I'm thinking about. Fan the flame. Amen. Fan the flame. Put another log on the fire. Do something before it's too late.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when a man becomes backslidden, he becomes first backslidden heart.
Yes. Right.
And he walks in those ways, those backslidden ways, before he turns away from God. Goes back in that backslidden condition, lost, amen, like he'd never been saved. But thank God, if he ever goes back to the well, he can draw again. Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't there hope for the backslider? He can draw from the well. He can be blessed again. He can be saved again. Amen. Oh, yes. He can come back to God. Amen. God can restore. How many believe that God can restore?
Yes.
Have you got some backslidden loved ones that you desire to see stirred for God? Amen. You think about that, your mind goes back to the way that they used to be. At one time, they were stirred for God. They were stirred for God. But what about today? Turned away from God in a backslidden condition. Lost without Him. Church, we must keep praying. We can't give up now. We got to keep praying for these lost ones. Amen. We got to pray for them. We got to, amen, take, amen, our seriousness to every request and need that comes in to pray for those that are lost and backslidden against God. Let us all stand tonight if you would. Amen. Sister Amanda, you know the song, I Come Too Far to Look Back. Can you sing that for us tonight? This is a beautiful song. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. How do you feel about tonight? Have you come too far to look back?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Do you feel like you've come too far to look back? Listen, church. Amen. I don't know how the enemy's coming against you. Amen. But say, oh God, help me. I want the Spirit of God. I want to receive the gifts. I want to be anointed. I want to preach. Whatever God may be leading you, calling you to do. Amen. Do it in the name of the Lord. Pray until He comes your way. Amen. He'll bless you. He'll help you. He'll give you your heart's desire in this last hour. How many believe that tonight? How many, amen, can raise him and say, preacher, I feel stirred. I feel stirred by God.